A decision that affects a lot of cars and a lot of people.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The Japanese automaker Toyota says it's going to stop making and stop selling 8 models in the United States until it figures out what's causing a sudden acceleration problem. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live this morning with that. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the scale of this action by Toyota?
Well, many of their most popular models are basically going to have a not for sale on them. Listen to this list. Camry, Matrix, Avalon, and Corolla sedans, Tundra pickups, Sequoia and Highlander SUVs, RAV4s. The range is from 2005 models right up to ones that just came off the production line in 2010. And they're also halting production of the vehicles in the U.S. all next week while they try to fix this acceleration problem.
You know, Mitchell, what kind of a public relations hit will Toyota take with this?
Well, it's certainly not good. Keep in mind, Toyota's already recalled about 4 million vehicles for this spontaneous acceleration problem, and also one that's related where the floor mat can get jammed against the gas pedal and make it stick. Auto analyst Mary Ann Keller says that, of course, Toyota's reputation for quality has been golden until now.
The issue for everyone is, you know, how much does this hurt Toyota's reputation? I think the recalls themselves have already hurt. But when they do go back into production and selling these cars, I'm sure it will be done with the kind of fanfare that, you know, will make people excited about the possibility of buying a Toyota, perhaps at a big discount.
And the cost for Toyota could be huge. Keller says maybe into the billions, and it's happening just as Americans have started buying cars again. And, of course, Toyota really doesn't want to lose out on that to rivals like Ford and GM.
Mitchell Hartman joining us live this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
World business and political leaders. A lot of celebrities, too, will be in Davos, or they're already in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. It's underway today, and Marketplace's Stephen Beard is there as part of our special coverage. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
What is the significance of this meeting?
Well, it is a key event in the economic calendar, not because major decisions are made here, but because major decision makers are here, getting to know each other and getting to thrash out the problems facing the global economy.
So let's talk about those decision makers. Who are some of these people attending?
It's a pretty high-powered group, presidents, prime ministers, and CEOs from around 90 countries. President Sarkozy of France, for example. Bill Gates and Rupert Murdoch are here. And a lot of heavy hitters from China, India, and other emerging countries.
And what are they talking about? What are the issues that they're focusing on today?
Well, sadly, the catastrophe in Haiti will certainly be discussed, but the main focus is economic and financial reform. How do we avoid another economic crisis? One fascinating thing to watch, though, Steve, the bankers. They largely stayed away from Davos last year at the height of the crisis. This year, they're back in force, and we're told we'll be lobbying the governments represented here not to follow the U.S. example and crack down on the banks. Now, that doesn't seem to fit with the ideals of Davos, but then Davos has always been this sort of rather uneasy mix of lofty aims and hard-nosed business.
Stephen Beard joining us from Davos. Stephen, stay warm.
Okay, Steve.
Later today, our special coverage of the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos continues on Marketplace. Host Kai Rizdahl talks to the founder of the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, about the new normal for global growth. World markets don't appear to be impressed with the gathering in the Swiss mountains, at least not yet. Shares in Europe off about 0.5% right now. Asian markets lost 1% today. The Toyota news sent the Nikkei lower. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks closed slightly lower, but signs point to some gains today. President Obama gives his annual State of the Union address tonight. The president is likely to unveil an agenda that'll focus on job creation and deficit reduction. Now, he may also help provide a way to move forward with an overhaul of the healthcare system, which represents about 17% of the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The San Diego Open starts Thursday at the Torrey Pines Golf Course tomorrow without Tiger Woods, and he won't be the only thing missing there. Since Woods' well-publicized transgressions, professional golf has been struggling to attract tournament sponsors, TV viewers, and fans. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
This won't take long. It's Tiger's tournament.
Tiger Woods owned professional golf before his coarse behavior. Now the PGA has to scramble to find corporate sponsors for golf tournaments.
Now that he's out, and he'll be out for a while, it's a shaky time for sponsors to get back their return on investment.
Ben Sterner is CEO of the leverage agency. It arranges sponsorships. He says the PGA didn't find a sponsor for Torrey Pines until last week. The tournament was sponsored for 17 years by Buick until the recession hit. Sterner thinks the new sponsor, Farmers Insurance Group, paid half price. It'll be a different story if, well, more like when, Woods returns. Robert Boddy is a sports economist at Lake Forest College.
Can you imagine what that first tournament is going to be like when he comes back? There's going to be substantial interest, if for no other reason, for some, to see him fail.
Boddy says a lot will also depend on Woods' success in rehabilitating his public image before he returns to the game. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a mountain resort with a lot of snow where temperatures are hovering below freezing. Of course, there will be a lot of SUVs and 4x4s navigating the roads around Davos. Too bad they're not getting very far in. People in SUVs and limos that emit more than a certain amount of CO2 are being told to take a special eco-friendly green bus to the hotel. So much for making an entrance. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Get the podcast while you're there and share your thoughts online. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.